Back in the late 1950s, the Wedgwood, Olive Heights, and Rolling Hills communities reflected quite a different picture than what you see there today. Aaron Wiley, a 65-year-old retired postal worker, remembers what the neighborhood was like when he first moved there back in 1958.
Before, it was a pristine neighborhood with big oak trees, towering pines, creeks that ran clear water. We used to fish, swim, and all that out in the woods. But come up to date, I see a marked difference.
Fast forward to present day, and you will find these neighborhoods are surrounded by several construction and demolition pits, along with borrow pits, which are used for mining dirt, sand, and clay. These pits are supposed to be free of odor, level with the ground, and, depending on the type of pit, should be between 100 and 500 feet away from private property. But Wiley and other residents say that these are three of the biggest problems they have with the pits, some of which they believe are accepting types of debris in violation of their permits.
Pits that we have here are unlined for the material that they're bringing in. They're bringing in toxic waste. So our groundwater is contaminated, and the soil is contaminated, and the air is contaminated.
In addition to the pollution, residents are concerned about violation of visibility regulations. For instance, debris from the Rolling Hills C&D landfill is clearly visible from the nearby Wedgwood community and from many of the homes in the area. Lafayette Soles Woods is a 56-year-old Air Force retiree and also a longtime resident of the area. As she takes me on a driving tour of the neighborhood, she points to the unsightly debris at the Rolling Hills landfill and also notes the terrible odor coming from it.
It smells like somebody's cesspool has overflowed and nobody's taking care of it. That's what it smells like.
The issue of smell aside, Woods says residents are concerned about the long-term impact of contaminants from the pits on their own health and the health of their family members.
That's what my concern is, the children. They have a long time to try to live, but with all of this in the air and in the water, they can't live like that.
It is a toxic site, and these people need to be moved, and they need to be moved quickly.
That's Gloria Horning, a local activist who has stepped up to help mobilize the Wedgwood area residents, now a united group of about 200. Horning says that despite numerous citations for various violations over the years, ultimately nothing has been done to stop certain activities at the pits and landfills until now, when the people are finally starting to take a stand.
They were cited for lack of water monitoring, for lack of air monitoring, for lack of soil monitoring, for lack of keeping the dust down. I mean, 17. And these are violations that have a direct health impact on all living things.
In addition to the odor and pollution, neighbors say there are trucks coming in and out of the sites at all hours of the day, 7 days a week.
Those trucks are driving down a residential road. There are children playing. There are cars coming in and out because there's schools over there. There's a community center over there.
During the recent tour with Escambia County Commission Chairman Lumen May and State Representative Mike Hill, Horning confronted Scott Miller, one of the owners of the Rolling Hills C&D landfill, on allegations of their trucks operating after hours and on weekends when operations are apparently supposed to cease. Miller explained the rules regarding landfill operations, saying they do not include dealing with debris already on the premises.
This is no landfill operations
right.
On Sunday.
Well, that's landfill.
No. This is landfill operations.
Okay.
Accepting debris is landfill operations. But they have to give us the latitude to cover, because during times when we're getting a lot of debris in over during the week, we have to, because we can't operate at night.
Right.
So.
But you are.
No, we're not.
After last week's tour, Commissioner May pledged to do what he can to clean up the pollution and announced that he has instructed county staff to work aggressively on testing for soil, water, and air quality. Within hours of the tour's conclusion, a health alert was issued in regards to elevated levels of hydrogen sulfide found in the air near the Rolling Hills landfill. Also, the county commission is now considering a 6-month moratorium on the permitting of borrow pits and landfills in the Wedgwood area. A second public hearing on the moratorium will be held on August 21st. In addition to cleaning up the pollution, resident Aaron Wiley says they want assistance with their medical bills, compensation for pain and suffering, and a new place to live.
Relocated into an area that is really more conducive to the American dream. This was the American dream for a lot of the residents out here. Now their American dream has turned into a nightmare.
Residents recently hired former circuit judge Kenneth Williams to provide legal counsel and pursue a class action suit. Josh Morton, WUWF News.